First of all, let me welcome Gurría and his team to FAO. We have been, as he said before, in the last 12 years presenting this outlook and alternating one year in Paris, another year here in Rome. And
you only launch this time.
Yeah. And we are also improving the quality. We can see clearly that the quality of the document itself, and also an editing effort to present really concise information in a way that not only the specialist can use them. So I think that our teams, and I would like to thank Costas for leading our team here, and your team also in Paris for this approach. I will introduce a few points only to comment, but let me start that I was remembering, Angel, last time we met in Paris, we spoke about the prices to rise in the next 10 years. And immediately they started to fall. So we have been working our teams on this. And one reason for that is, you know, projections always take the past. And thinks that the things go up always. Economists are very optimist. Not all, but ours economists are all optimist. We realize the needs now to incorporate the what we call the business cycle on the modeling. And we'll be working with our two teams and others, also team of IFPI that is taking a lead on this process to introduce this. We don't promise to do it next time because it needs to adapt the software, everything, but we are aware of the problem, let's say. And according to the people that works with this kind of modeling, including business cycle, Professor José Antonio Ocampo is one of the greatest reference. Ocampo used to say that we usually have agriculture prices, 10 years of good prices, followed by 20 years of bad prices. And we are in the first of probably these 20 years of bad prices. And this we can feel from the outlook. The outlook, we are not saying that the prices are going down, but we say that demand for agriculture products is expected to grow slower, to slow down. And as the demand is the main driving factor for setting the level of agriculture prices, we should expect at least the prices not to rise as we saw before. But not all prices are different. Different groups of products will have different patterns. One that we expected that will continue have good prices is meat, fish, protein source.
Yep.
No? So we're still expecting this to give good prices for agriculture and producers, particularly fish. We corroborate again this year what was appointed 3 years ago from the outlook that the fish products will come mainly from aquaculture. So we are moving for a new pattern of fish. It's not only capture that sets the price. And this is a very good trend because it gives an opportunity for new jobs, new employment. In fact, we have seen in regions like the Caribbean, for example. Just to tell you, Jamaica is an area that is where aquaculture is going very fast and providing jobs for youth, young people, that are delighted to do this kind of work and not want to go back to agriculture, traditional jobs. A second important and major point that I think that the outlook points is again reaffirmed that the production growth will be basically driven by yield improvements. We should not expect extended areas to be incorporated in agriculture, except possible in South America, due to the possibility to convert extensive pastures into agriculture crops area, and in southern Africa also, the savanna region, where we do have possibility to incorporate more arable land. Yeah. Except for those, all other regions will need to base their improvements on yield improvements. And again, here, two comments. One, that we have been talking a lot about this. We see that the green revolution is coming to a top. It's not easy anymore to improve, get big improvements as we had in the past using the same techniques of the green revolution, particularly the use of chemicals. So we will need to look for new approach on the technical side if we wanted to keep this yields improvement on agriculture products. And the second comment is those lands that we still have available to incorporate are basically pasture areas, and most of them are degraded areas. We have at least three quarters of the areas that can be incorporated to crops coming from degraded areas. So it would be very important, these new technologies on soil recovery, like the 4 per mille that we launched with the French during the Paris Agreement, but improve the soil capacity is not only good for the climate change, but is very needed if we wanted to improve our agriculture production. Perhaps soil and water are the two natural resources that have been degraded most in the last decades using the traditional technology. Finally, a third thing that you can take out of this outlook is our look for the sub-Saharan Africa. Unfortunately, again, the projections are not, let's say, rose, pink, because we still have some trends like concentrating unnourished people that will be still growing in the region, relatively growing. The projection says that we will have about one third of the unnourished people of the world in the sub-Saharan Africa, with only about 10 to 12% of the population.
Yeah.
So we will have about 1 billion people there, living there. One third of it will be still unnourished if we keep business as usual. This is very important. All those projections says talks about business as usual. So this call our attention, and we'll be working more in Africa together with OECD. We will start to have some regional seminars to present this outlook this year to call the attention for the improvements needed. And in Africa, there are three particular things that call attention after looking for the results we got. The first one is the need for investments in infrastructure. Investments in infrastructure is crucial in the region and is mainly affected by the need of an environment that helps private investment to occur, and also for governments to invest more on public goods like roads, like information, and so on. Second thing that call attention is the high dependence of Africa on impact of climate change. This is something we saw from the El Niño this year. Due to the fact that there is little improvement in irrigation and water management in Africa, Africa agriculture is still very dependent on rainfall. And we expect that with the climate change, more severe drought will occur in the future. And the instability of will remain also. So this is very important. A third item that is important to highlight is that trade of agriculture products will play a more and more important role for food security in the region. Unfortunately, the growth dependence of importing food will remain very high in African countries. Even more countries will be dependent on food imports for in the future. And so trade will be crucial. So all policies that help trade, improve trade, and improve regional trade, because we are not only talking about global trade, we are talking about also region-to-region trade must be improved in Africa if we want to have a better condition for food security in the near future. Thank you.